Hi, it's me, Anya, and welcome back to Cozy Room Podcast.
Hey guys, it's Artie. Welcome back to Cozy Room.
Woom, girl.
Woom, girl.
Hey guys, welcome back to Cozy Room Podcast. My name is Shan. I am the mama of the girls. And this is season 18, episode 11. The whole podcast is about parenting and just giving you wisdom of what comes with kids. This episode, I am focusing on the most hated part of parenting. And if anybody says, oh no, it's not, come fight me, okay? The most hated part of parenting is when your kids are young, you want to be with them, but you got to work. And most parents work away from their kids. And you have to dun, 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 pay for childcare. So today I'll be talking about how can I afford childcare. Welcome to Cozy Womb. Because I have to take a deep breath on this, because the way childcare had me in a chokehold, when it had me in a chokehold, okay? Childcare is super expensive, no matter if you're single or married or co-parenting, okay? It's hard for everyone as a parent to work, pay bills, buy groceries, and maintain day-to-day while having to pay so much money into a child care, whether or not your child goes or not. Okay? All the fees, all the, you gotta be here by 7. You gotta pick them up by 5. We close at 6 o'clock. If they're here any minute after 6 o'clock, we charge X, Y, and Z amount per minute. Like, it is stressful. Okay? A lot of us are working poor. Let me repeat that. A lot of us are working poor, meaning every nickel and dime and dollar counts. I live in Georgia, and the average cost of daycare here for a baby is at the minimum $660 a month. For a preschooler, you're looking at around $609 per month, because by that time, you just hope that they're potty trained and they need less hands-on itch, okay? In New York City, daycare for an infant will run you up to $22,000 per year, okay? That's crazy. For preschool, you're looking at a minimum of $1,760 per month that you're probably pushing out. All right? It's madness, but let's talk about the options, because regardless of it being expensive or not, you gotta work and you gotta maintain. Hey guys, I hope that you're enjoying the show. This is Cozy Womb Podcast, and I just want to let you know that there is show merch. Where? Cozy Womb Shop with Teespring. And don't forget to check out the podcast books on lulu.com. Now back to the show. Thank you for tuning in to this one woman show, one woman podcast. My name is Shan, and I am the mom of the girls. And if you would like to know more about me and these podcasts, check out shanbpodden.com and my TikTok. All right, guys, it's time for two table topic questions. The stack that I have is called Do-It-Yourself Therapy. Check out tabletopics.com for card options, okay? All right, so I'm not going to lie. I dropped the container of cards for the table topics. So if I repeat something I already said on a previous episode, I'm sorry. Okay. So let me pick two cards. What do you hoard? I hoard books. I read the books, but I also hoard the books. I keep the books. In the past, I've had lent out books to people and never seen them ever again. So I don't lend people out books. Matter of fact, Ari's daddy has a book of mine called Power Something that he has yet to give back to me. And this was before Ari's born. So yeah. What movie always makes you sad or even cry? Benji. I don't care how many times I watch Benji, I'm going to cry. I'm Going to Cry and Man on Fire. Oh my gosh.
I'm Going to Cry. It's going to be waterworks,
okay? I'm sorry.
Hey sis, if you don't like getting attention at the gym or while running errands, you might want to skip this ad. But if you're like me and love to be asked, where did you get those leggings? Or that hoodie is cute, where did you get it from? Well then let me tell you about 1977 Hustle Lane. 1977 Hustle Lane is where fly gear and dope culture live. From your leggings to your tanks and of course to your hoodies, they will always have you feeling and looking your absolute best. So stop what you're doing and go check them out at www.1977hustlelane.com, on Facebook at 1977 Hustle Lane, or on Instagram at 1977 Hustle Lane. I promise you won't regret it.
All right, let's get into the child care talk. Ooh. Hold on. I was like, what is that on my head? It's my album cover. I hit it. My bad. All right. So in most states, there should be child care assistance, but your income has to be so capped that if you barely go over it, it makes no sense. Let me explain. In Georgia, because I can't speak for every state is different. If you want to know, how can I afford daycare so I can work? The minimum income for 30 hours of free childcare, you have to be making only $120 per week times 4 weeks out of the month, which would be $480 per month from whatever job you work. Reality speaking, no one can survive off of that, and most jobs are going to pay you more than $120 per week because they understand that you need more. But if you also need help with childcare, how can you get that out of that pay? Okay, so my thing is, in order to successfully raise kids and work, you need a support system. That's more important than childcare at this point, because you need parents who care. You need elderly who are able to take care of a baby or a toddler and willing, and they have a safe home. You need good family, good friends who care, want to take them, you know, for a weekend or for a couple of days, or they're off so they'll watch them so you don't have to pay for a sitter. Working in shifts for your kids. So if you're co-parenting or you're married, maybe your husband or their dad works an early morning shift at like 2 a.m. and comes home by 7, and then you leave and you get ready for work, and then by the time you get off of work, they're going to work. Like, I don't know, like, but that's what it takes today to be really successful and afford childcare for your kids. Working from home can be a plus and a negative depending on how old your child is. If you have a newborn, working from home is probably not going to help you because they're so needy. If you have a crawling baby, working from home, depending on what you do for work from home, may not help you. If you're just doing billing and you're not really on the phone talking to anybody, perfect. If you're constantly talking to people and you have to be professional on the phone and they can't hear nothing in the background, that might not work for you. Okay, if you're just dealing with product management and I guess shipping out things, maybe that might work for you. Like, having kids is like playing everyday Tetris. Everyday Tetris, because they get sick, they get moody, accidents happen. You are a human being, you get sick, you have days where you just can't. Bills still have to be paid. Bills don't care about your feelings, your health, your timing, your lack of, or I woke up. Bills don't care. I said I was due on the first. Hello. See you on the first. But see you on the first. That's what bills do. Okay. So Balancing entrepreneurship and a side hustle is also hard when you have kids. People randomly will ask me if they know me from college, like, what happened to like footwear design? Are you not going to do footwear design? Are you not going to, you know, work under? Let me tell you something. It took me about 6 years to see that wanting to do footwear design or wanting to work under a designer and live in New York is a hustle in itself, right? And I had to really question myself. I said, do I want to miss out on building relationships and my family and people I care about because I want to chase this career and be treated unfairly, not be able to relax, hustle up behind someone else, never get my appreciation, constantly on the go, never enjoying the money I'm making for years just to break through. And then if I do want a family, I don't have time for it. Someone else has to raise my kids. Someone else has to see my child's first walk, hear their first word, take them to kindergarten. I'm going to have to raise my child through FaceTime. Like, do I want that? And I had to ask myself that. And I said, no. I said, if I want to do footwear design, I can do that after my kids are a bit older. You know, after my life gets a bit more stable where a husband or a spouse can take on that. At least I know my kids have someone who is related to them that is going to love them, that should see those milestones if I can't be there. And still to this day, I don't have that. I'm not married. I don't have a spouse. I don't want to be with their fathers, you know?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And so even though if I wanted to go overseas and work under designer, I could, but I'm still missing out on my children, and I don't want to miss out on my children this young. I think if they were a bit older, they would be a bit more understanding, and, you know, I could have a spouse around. But for right now, I feel like if I want to do that later, I can. Right. And I know a lot of people who I went to school with who completely gave up their 20s for this career, for this chase, gave up some of their 30s for this career, for this chase. And now they're trying to play life catch up. They're trying to, you know, meet somebody, develop this relationship, have this milestone, get engaged, get married, have the baby. And you can't rush things that are supposed to be authentic. So I had to pick what race I felt was worth it to me. And the race that I felt was worth it to me was me making a pit stop, pausing on the fact that I want to do footwear design, and pivoting in it to something else, pivoting my creativity into something else, right? And so I'm not saying I will never do it. I'm just saying for right now, that's just not something I'm trying to sacrifice. I'm not trying to sacrifice my kids for the so-called career. Okay, some people sacrifice their kids all day for a career because they feel like my money can give my child the life I think they should get, they should want. But sometimes parents who sacrifice their kids for a career end up having teenagers that have no connection with them, end up having 20-year-olds that grow up, go to the college, graduate, and never want to come home to visit, do not want to build a relationship, has personality issues because they did not get the foundation they needed from you, because you put career and money over your physical, emotional position of being in your child's life. And I didn't want to do that. Okay. But I'm not saying don't do that for you. That's a decision you're going to have to make personally. Right. So people with multiple kids have it hard because you're paying twice as much with childcare. Okay. Dual income families suffer too, because your time is like stretched out. Your funds are stretched out. You don't get a lot of leniency when it comes to ways you can save, because people assume by your salary and your gross income that doesn't matter because you're not ever touching that gross. Okay, after taxes, that gross doesn't matter. But a lot of government departments look at your gross and be like, no, you make too much. When the reality is, after taxes get taken out, you really under and you need help. And until they fix that, it'll be so many families in need. You have a house, but you can't put nothing in it. You have a house, but you can't pay for the utilities. You know, you have a house, but your kids barely have food in there. You have a house, it looks good on the outside. Both of your parents work, but the amount of money for school lunch versus going grocery shopping and making lunch and packing it up and giving it to you every day of the school week, a lot of people can't afford. But based on your salary, you cannot have school lunch. Like, people have to be realistic about this. A lot of people are not having kids as fast as they used to because money-wise, it doesn't make sense. Time-wise, it doesn't make sense. Daycare, childcare-wise, it doesn't make sense. Paying back school loans while paying childcare is hard. Okay? Corporate jobs should offer daycare coverage. I'm going to say this again. Corporate jobs should offer daycare coverage. All right? Honestly, I would rather have that than have vision coverage. Period. Okay? Most people don't strive for a better job because they don't want to lose their benefits. Most people don't strive to get in a better position career-wise because they know if they make more money, then they lose their food stamps, they lose their Section 8, they lose out on free daycare for their kids, and then they have to really hustle in life to make ends meet. It's like the government wants you to have negative nothing before they help you with $5 of help. And if you are running the race and hustling and making ends meet just a little bit, but you want a little bit more for yourself, you want to start your own business, you're hit with fees. You're hit with annual fees. You want to sign up for this grant? Okay, it's $29.99 to sign up to even look for a grant to give you money for your business. It's like, it's all a hustle. It's all a hustle. Okay? And that's why this whole idea of companies and corporations getting over on people will never end, because they are being hustled by someone. United States is built on hustling people. Why United States has thrown our jobs to other countries for them to do? Because the executives and the owners of these companies are greedy. They would rather pay a group of people in another country 25 cents per day versus pay United States citizens a decent wage to be able to pay for their lifestyle. But then you have politicians standing up at a podium and citizens in different parts of the United States saying, United States is the greatest place in the world. How? How? When all our millionaires and our billionaires would rather pay out people in other countries to do work that we can do because they could pay them less and pocket more money. Tell me how. How? Okay? And sometimes FSA covers months of daycare. Look into it. All right? In Minnesota, 3 days a week is $950 per month for childcare. Okay? People aren't having kids because they cannot afford it, not because they don't want it. And they're scared of not having help, and they're scared of struggling. Who wants to work and struggle? Who wants to raise a family and struggle? Nobody. They shouldn't have to. Okay? So you have to really invest in a trusted babysitter who would help. You have to invest in arranging childcare trade. For instance, if you know a mom that needs help on Mondays and Thursdays and you're available free on Mondays and Thursdays, help her. Maybe she'll help you on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Like, you have to be able to give and take. Okay? These days for these days. Ask family member you can trust for help. Talk to your employer about any assistance. Research military assistance. Child independent care tax itemizes up to $3,000 in child care expenses. Use the IRS form 2441, I think that's what it is. And school sponsored subsidies, look into that. Low income families fee advantages, ask about that. Ask if there's any sibling discounts, like if you have two kids, can you get a enrollment fee waived because they have two instead of one? Okay? The reality is people have a hard time out here. Stress in the AM with kids. Stress getting out of work and getting to them on time. Stress in traffic to pick them up. Stress going home to cook. Get them in a bath and get them in bed, all to wake up at 5 a.m. and do it again. And people have the nerve to be like, well, why aren't you settling down yet? Well, I thought you should have kids by now. But if I call you up and be like, can you watch them? You're like, no, I'm sorry. I have to do this. I mean, if you didn't have someone set up to watch them, why did you have them? Maybe because we didn't know that eggs was about to be $10 a pack. If someone would have told me, hey, by the time you're 35, cereal is going to be $7 a box, I would have been like, you know what? Forget that adult thing. Leave me here. Leave me here. Okay? So please, if you could help a parent because they are drowning. They are drowning. Opening up your own daycare is a lucrative business because most daycares, even when your child is sick, you still owe the full fee on that Friday. Even though your child was out for a week for that vacation, you still owe the full fee on the day you gotta pay the tuition. And don't get me started on Montessori school. What? But I feel like Montessori schooling is the best parenting as far as education you can do for your kid. But there's that. Anyway, I hope this helps somebody. Thank you for listening to Cozy Womb Podcast. My name is Shan. I am the mama of the girls.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Girls, yes. You can find more about me and the podcast on shambipodden.com. Don't forget to like, share, and leave a review. Whether you liked it, whether you didn't like it, was it informative? Did it help someone? And if you think it will help someone, go ahead and copy the link and send it to them in text message. Send it to them on Twitter. Send it to them on IG. I appreciate you listening, and I will check you guys next Monday. Peace. Bye.
Bye.